Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting second, the second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third, the left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth, the catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Billy Harrell. Batting second, the center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third, the second baseman, Vic Power. Batting fourth, the catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Earl Averill. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cal McLish. And now, play ball. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone strikes out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrell hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Power reaches second base with a double. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 1 in the game. Berberet hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Button strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 1 in the game. McLish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to third. Williams moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett juggles the ball. That's an error on Gurnett. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Billy Harrell. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grant moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grant moves to third. Geiger moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Grant scores. Geiger scores. Power moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Murray Wall now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Averill is hit by the pitch. Billy Moran pinch runs for Earl Averill. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 2 in the game. McLish bunts in front of the plate. Berberet fields it and throws to first for the out. Moran moves to second. One out. Billy Hunter pinch hits for Mudcat Grant. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hunter now playing shortstop. Vic Power now playing third base. Billy Moran now playing second base. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 2 in the game. Berberet hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Berberet reaches second base with a double. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Berberet moves to third. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Button takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus pinch hits for Murray Wall. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. Berberet scores. Button moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-1, Indians. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leo Keeley now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Minoso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Minoso moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Malzone moves to third. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Berberet hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 2 in the game. McLish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gurnett strikes out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button hits a pop-up towards third. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Leo Keeley. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.